Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward. It's 43 degrees at 6:30 on this Thursday morning. Fire has damaged a chicken plant in central Kansas.
Fire crews from multiple departments were called to the Calmaine plant near Chase in Rice County around 3 Wednesday afternoon. General Manager Brian Beller tells KSN News, the fire began in an egg-laying house and was contained to that single structure.
It's a minimal impact to Calmaine's business, honestly. It's a big impact to this farm, but it's minimal to our company and minimal to the industry.
There were no injuries. The company says they are looking into what caused the fire. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
30-year-old Robert Ward of Hayesville was arrested on an arson charge in Wichita's Delano neighborhood. Police officer Charlie Davidson says this was in connection with a fire early yesterday at a Presto gas station at Seneca and McLean.
When officers arrived and firefighters, Ward was contacted and arrested without further incident. The investigation revealed that Ward had poured some gasoline onto a rug by the front doors and lit it on fire. It is believed that mental health possibly contributed to this incident.
The suspect was booked into jail for one count of arson.
Four people, including a mother and two of her children, have pleaded guilty in a $5.4 million conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in northwest Missouri and northeast Kansas. They are among nine defendants who have entered guilty pleas in the case. The methamphetamine was distributed from Kansas City to the St. Joseph and Atchison, Kansas areas.
A 41-year-old man who killed his estranged wife and her cousin has been sentenced to nearly 46 years in prison. District Attorney Mike Kagi announced Bradley Sportsman of Hollenburg was sentenced for the 2018 deaths of 28-year-old Lisa Sportsman and 17-year-old Jesse Polinski. Police say the victims were stabbed and beaten to death. Some teachers are in trouble in southeast Alabama.
You could call it detention for a number of teachers suspended for sharing inappropriate and offensive text messages in a group chat. Local news outlets report as many as six teachers are from Ashford High School. Officials say they're on paid leave and won't be fired since there's no policy in place on such matters. A student found the messages on a cell phone, posted it online. The topics reportedly were student sex lives and intelligence of the kids, and even some racial slurs. A transgender student claims some of the messages were about him. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Kansas State Research and Extension Center of Sedgwick County is presenting its highest award, the Friend of the Extension, to Wichita Police Department. Elizabeth Bronchine Cartagena from the center says this is for police involvement in the center's bonding through board games during the past decade.
To date, 18 volunteers that have been helping with this program of the Wichita Police Department through those 10 years since 2010 has invested as volunteer at least 765 hours connected in such a unique way and relaxed way with families.
The award will be presented this evening at the Kansas State Research and Extension Center at 21st and Ridge Road in northwest Wichita. It's free and open to the public. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold front has swept through south-central Kansas, but we have even colder air that's going to be coming in tonight and overnight that will drop temperatures below freezing. Breezy today with a high near 50. We could see a mix of rain and some light snow overnight. Our low near 30. That will come to an end by early afternoon on Friday with a high 39. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy. We've got a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour, 43 degrees at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here, 6:34. On this Thursday morning, today is Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Ted, on this date in 1980, what happened? I know you know. You just, if you think about it.
November 1980.
Yeah.
Well, is this election day?
TV. Think TV.
Oh. It has something to do with Dallas.
Yeah. An estimated 83 million TV viewers tuned in to the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas to find out who shot J.R. played by Larry Hagman. Yeah. Turned out to be Christian Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby. What is that, his sister-in-law or something?
Right? I believe his sister-in-law.
Yeah. For those who don't know, now, J.R. survived, right?
That's correct.
They kind of milked it out. Who shot J.R.?
Yeah, they had the big cliffhanger in May, and then we had to wait until November to find out who did it.
You had the episode where he sees somebody come in, you got J.R.'s face, and he has a panic look on his face, and boom, he gets shot.
That's one of the great TV episodes of all time, because they set up a list of about 20 or 25 people that could have been the murderer. Everybody in his family was mad at him.
Yeah.
Everybody in his workplace was mad at him.
He was a skunk.
It was great.
And Larry Hagman loved the role, you could tell. He'd been on I Dream of Jeannie. He'd been in, what was that, 7 Days in May, Failsafe, one of those. He was in a movie. Interpreter for the Russians.
Failsafe.
Yeah, Failsafe, okay. And who was his mom? Was Mary Martin, the great stage actress. Is he still with us or not?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
but he was a guy who you could tell when he was playing with you on camera that he was kind of winking at you when he was doing the character.
Well, and I remember we were trying to figure out who shot JR, and there were all these rumors that, well, because of the Dateline, it already aired in Britain, and it was Miss Ellie, and all these. Yeah. Of course, it was way before the internet. Rumors. It was just all hearsay. We didn't really know.
Yeah. But it was 83 million people tuned in for that. Hmm.
I was one of them.
Well, if you've ever wanted to own a small biweekly newspaper in Alaska, and that's what Ted wants to do, I know, but you don't have the money, this could be your chance. The publisher of the Skagway News is willing to give the paper away to the right person. If they're willing to move to the Southeast Alaska community and be part of that community, Skagway is at the top of the Alaska Panhandle. It has less than 1,000 residents, but the town and the newspaper's bottom line are helped tremendously with the arrival of about 1 million cruise ship passengers every year.
Well, there you go.
So they got to stop and eat at the convenience store there when they get off the boat, I guess. Publisher Larry Persley says he's willing to help out the new owners by giving away the paper because the advertising will afford them a salary, but not on top of a mortgage. So apparently there is some advertising there. Somebody's buying some ads, I guess, for the tourists coming through. Skagway. You've heard from? I don't think I've heard of Skagway. Probably in north to Alaska. Maybe I heard it. Jimmy Stewart was in a movie where he was going up there taking some cattle up there to Alaska or something like that.
Wow.
He was going to Skagway. Skagway. What a name. Yeah, I don't think I want to move to Skagway, Alaska.
Well, I don't think so for me either. And then, it's probably the cool thing to do.
And then you got a deadline of getting out news twice a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I said bi-week. Yeah.
Is it bi-weekly? Yeah.
Does that mean every 2 weeks or
bi-weekly?
Every 2 days?
That's got to be twice a week, doesn't it? Okay. Like probably a Wednesday and Sunday edition. Because a Sunday edition probably has cartoons and a lot of ads in it and things like that. In Skagway, Alaska. Okay. Police in whatever happened to small town newspapers? Did they all disappear? Up until just a few years ago, we had. Remember when John Tretmar used to work for us? John would go out and check all of those. They all had little web pages or whatever. Check them all. Find out what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they've all gone away. Smaller cities around the area? Ark City, places like that? Do they have a weekly, a daily?
Police, I know a lot of them have struggled.
Yeah.
I know some of them still do maintain websites, but as far as the actual physical delivery of papers, I don't know.
Probably not. Police in Sweden say a wanted man was found asleep on a bed in a furniture store north of Stockholm. A police spokesman says the staff at the IKEA store in Uppsala contacted the police after they found the 25-year-old sleeping in the bed department Monday. They were not aware that he was wanted. Later, police said the officers found out the man had stayed in the warehouse after closing. He was arrested for trespassing, and police then discovered that he was being sought for another unspecified crime. So he was just looking for a nice place to rest for the evening, and he found it. I've only been in the one IKEA store, the one in Kansas City.
I'm very tired.
Have you been in IKEA store?
I've been in one in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And
I had enough.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't find my way out.
I never had a desire to go back.
I was almost panic-stricken because I couldn't find the way to get out of there. And all that stuff was do-it-yourself stuff, it looked like to me. And I'm not into that. Oh, those are nice cabinets. Who cares, huh? But they're popular. The IKEA stores.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
I must not be their target audience because it did not capture my imagination.
Tell you who the target is, and that's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Probably goes to the IKEA store all the time there in Augusta and buys things. Let's take a look at the commodities update with Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. Well, Wednesday, the entire cattle complex traded two-sided, but the close was positive for the live cattle, but negative for most of the feeder futures. Some of the live cattle contracts made new highs for the week yesterday. We saw cash cattle trade develop yesterday in Texas and Kansas at $116 on the hoof. This is a dollar higher than last week. The November feeder cattle contract expires today, and Wednesday was another session of more downside and negative closes for the lean hog futures. Both of the open chart gaps that were left to the upside in September have now been filled in the lean hog contracts. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, 52 cents higher, 119.30. January feeders up a nickel at 144.07. And February lean hogs down $2.85 at 66.77. Now, new lows for the current slide to downside were made by the corn and the soybeans yesterday, while the wheat closed on the positive side. There were also reports Wednesday that the Phase 1 trade deal with China may not be done this year. That was kind of negative for most of the markets. At the overnight trade, we have seen upside. December KC wheat's up 2.5 cents, trading at 428.5. December corn's up a penny at 367.75. January beans up penny and 3/4 at 906.75. January crude oil trading 17 cents higher, 57.18. December gold's down $3.5 at $1,470.70. December S&P 2.5 points lower at 31.06.5. December dollar index down 10 cents at 97.71. And December Dow Jones futures trading 24 points lower at 27,775. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, what was the name of the plant? Who owned that plant in down near Holcomb that was burned down the other day? Who was that?
Oh, Tyson plant.
Was it Tyson?
Yes, and matter of fact, they will start receiving cattle the first week in December and hope to be in full swing by the first week of January.
Yeah, that was, of course, we thought, oh, a big deal, a fire. But once we started looking at some of the photos that came in from that, it burned up pretty good, didn't it?
Well, actually, it was not a big area of the plant overall. Yeah. It was confined to a certain area, but the damage it done there was mainly to their electric and hydraulic systems, which helped run the whole plant, and that was devastating there. But as you can see in the pictures, it burned right on up through the roof and everything.
Yeah, that one area, though, it was just burned out. And yeah, like I said, so that's probably a huge plant. I don't know that I've ever driven by that, but imagine that's a huge plant. So they're going to be... And at one time you were saying that it had an impact on cattle commodities trade all across the country, because that was a lot of cows going through there.
Oh yeah, we saw a knee jerk reaction right after the plant had that fire to shut it down, because we saw cattle prices crash, we saw beef prices go up. And it took a few weeks before things started to stabilize there. And as I said, it was more of a knee-jerk reaction than actual reasons for it to see the market react that way.
Well, I'm going to do my bit this weekend. I think there's probably maybe Saturday night, I'm thinking maybe there's a ribeye with my name on it someplace here in town. What do you think?
I tell you what, we could help it even more if you'd invite me over.
No, I wouldn't do it. No, sorry. Well,
you don't want to help that much, do you?
Hey, bring your money, Money talks, nobody walks. I'll
you got a point there.
I'll drive you from my house to the restaurant and back if you buy my dinner. There you go.
Sounds like a heck of a deal. Yeah, pass that up.
It's a real good deal for you, huh? All right. Thank you, Tom. 642, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Saving for your parents' retirement. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.